Hello, welcome to the 15th in a series of podcasts looking at BBKA Module 5, Honeybee Biology. This episode looks at the difference between summer and winter workers. Supporting diagrams can be found alongside this podcast, and further information can be added using the sources listed in the BBKA reading list. The lifespan of a worker bee depends on a number of factors, including the season, available forage, activities undertaken, and the race of the bee. On average, a summer worker will last between 15 to 38 days, and a winter worker around 140 days. One of the main factors for this difference is the amount of brood, and hence the amount of work the worker has to undertake. Feeding brood, keeping it warm, capping the larva, foraging for food, etc., will all take its toll on the house bees and shorten their lifespan. It is noticeable that lifespan is extended when there is little or no brood to rear, even if this occurs in the summer, for example when swarming or when a colony becomes hopelessly queenless. Due to less work being undertaken, the metabolism of a winter bee is reduced, while that of a summer bee is high. This means the nutritional composition of a worker will change. Winter bees have less fat stores, but a lot more protein. A winter bee will have larger fat bodies to accommodate this extra protein, along with higher glycogen stores. Glycogen is a form of carbohydrate which is used up during metabolism and also during flying. The hypopharyngeal gland of a winter bee will be larger than its summer counterpart. All newly emerged workers consume pollen. In a summer worker, this will allow the hypopharyngeal glands to develop in size so that it can take on nursing duties, converting protein consumed into brood food, hence the lower protein levels in a summer bee. As the hypopharyngeal gland produces its secretions and the bee ages, it will eventually reduce in size. A newly emerged worker going into winter will also consume pollen and develop its hypopharyngeal glands. However, as these are not used to feed brood, they will remain large and in this young state. Any excess protein is then stored in the fat bodies of the bee. However, a winter bee may not be able to leave the hive very often for cleansing flights, and so will have a larger, more distended rectum than a summer bee. On a warm, sunny winter day, this can be voided on a cleansing flight, so the size of the rectum will be variable in a winter bee, depending on the weather. Once brood rearing starts in late winter, early spring, the physiology of the winter bee will change to that of the summer bee, and they will age quickly whilst they tend the young. I hope that this has given you an insight into the main differences between summer and winter workers and why their lifespans are very different. And I hope to see you again for the next episode.